is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Fans were happy to have Jimmy Kimmel back on late night TV. His talk show returned to the airwaves a week after ABC suspended him over remarks about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Dana Slavitt was in the audience.
I thought it was incredible. I thought Jimmy was great. I think he handled it fantastically.
Kimmel was emotional discussing the comments related to the assassination of Charlie Kirk that got him pulled off the air.
It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
But he made it clear he's not letting up on President Trump.
He tried to do his best to cancel me. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly. He might have to release the Epstein files to distract us from this now.
Trump called Kimmel an arm of the DNC, posting on social media that's a, quote, major illegal campaign contribution and threatened to sue ABC. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
About a quarter of affiliate stations operated by Nexstar and Sinclair preempted last night's show. Amid calls for boycotts over Kimmel's suspension, ABC's parent company Disney is raising the price of its streaming service. Correspondent Matt Piper.
In 1 month, Disney Plus will jump $2 a month to $11.99 with ads, while an ad-free plan will rise $3 to $18.99. A bundled plan that includes Disney Plus and Hulu is also jumping in price. In its August earnings statement, Disney said it had 128 million subscribers.
President Trump appears to have had a change of heart over the war in Ukraine.
3.5 years of fighting and killing everybody, of killing 7,000 people a week. For nothing.
After meeting with President Zelensky for an hour at the UN, he said that with the support of the European Union, he now believes Ukraine is in a position to fight and win all of its land back. This morning, the Kremlin refuted the president's claim that Russia is a paper tiger. Top Democratic leaders accusing Mr. Trump of chickening out after he canceled a meeting with them on avoiding a federal government shutdown. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats are ready, willing, and able to sit down with anyone, at any place, at any time, to avoid the Republican-caused government shutdown.
Congress has to approve funding by October 1st. Typhoon Ragasa has just made landfall in southern China. The typhoon, one of the strongest in years, whipped up waves taller than lampposts on promenades in Hong Kong and roughed up seas along the coast. 14 people died in flooding in Taiwan. 10 deaths reported in the Philippines. Dow futures up 12. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 8 people were arrested in Kenosha County in connection with a large retail theft ring linked to a Mexican cartel. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says in a statement that the crew is accused of stealing millions of dollars worth of merchandise across multiple states. They would then use the profits to fund drug operations, weapons, and human trafficking. The investigation started earlier this year and led to raids in Kenosha and Illinois, where stolen items worth over $120,000 were seized. Some suspects posted bond, but were taken into custody by federal immigration authorities and deported. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is praising the teamwork between the multiple law enforcement agencies that helped break up the ring. Investigators did point out that several of those arrested are high-level cartel members. The weather might not be right, but a warning is still out for the lake. A high swim risk is expected at Lake Michigan beaches in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. The advisory runs this afternoon through tomorrow morning with waves hitting up to 5 feet. The mask is off, and it's Microsoft. For a while, people in Caledonia have been wanting to know more about the company that wants to build a data center there. Until yesterday, it was only known as Project Nova. Now Microsoft says they are the unidentified company and that the Caledonia project would help support its Mount Pleasant plans. The land in question is owned by We Energies. The project in Caledonia is still in the early stages and there's no official timeline or job count yet. People at a meeting last night raised concerns about water use and wildlife. There's another public meeting session tonight. Microsoft hasn't shared many details yet, saying it's too early for specifics and that more community conversation is needed. The project can't move forward until the land is rezoned. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Autumn has settled in the Union Grove, and the season just tastes better at Just Brew It. Step into a warm, fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with scents of the season. Caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Just Brew It has all the flavors that make chilly days warm and satisfying. Stay a while, catch up with a friend, or grab your go-to beverage. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 4 on weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball, the Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today, a slight chance of a shower, and a high in the upper 60s to 70. More clouds around for tonight, again a slight shower chance. Lows in the upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
The AZ State Fair, that is a grim bunch, gang. We got bad news for America. They're pulling them in from all four corners on that one. Yikes. I play that game where you throw a quarter and try to make it land on a plate sprayed with Pam 50 yards away. It sticks. She went like, I never got that far. I have no idea. I was out there all day going, King! King! I don't find out till later in college. It's physically impossible to make the quarter stick because of the laws of the universe. But of course, that's not posted everywhere. So I'm out there with all this money going, oh shoot, I almost had that one if it wasn't for gravity. Hey, I'd be really good at this game if it was on Neptune.
There you go. The Beatles, Twist and Shout, kicking off the morning show at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me at 6:11. We're looking for a partly sunny day today with a hot air 69, cloudy tonight, sunny tomorrow, partly cloudy, 63 degrees currently at Radio Park. On the program today at a little after 7 o'clock, Autumn Lattimore, Friends of the Racine Public Library, will be joining us. And 21st State Senate candidate Trevor Young will be in around 7:35 this morning. And don't forget, we've got our keyword for you at 7 a.m. this morning, a little after 7. It's in our multi-state text-to-win contest. We're giving away every day. I think we gave it away in Racine the first day. We're giving away gold jewelry and $200, plus the grand prize when it's all over. Someone will be chosen to get tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay. I think that's in November. Plus, we're giving you a gas card, so you don't have to spend your own money on gas to get there. Boy, are we nice. Okay, so listen for the keyword this morning a little after 7 o'clock. But in the meantime, if you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app, because that's where you have to enter. It takes seconds. It's free. Just go to WRJN.com to do it, or the App Store, wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app and look for WRJN on the massive list of Civic Media radio stations in the state, and you'll see WRJN on there. Click on that, and at the bottom, there's a place to text. And that's where you're going to put that keyword in when I tell you this morning, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, all right? That's what we've got on tap today. It's 12 minutes after 6. Time to take a letter, Maria. Here's R.B. Graves. Local news. Timeless hits for you.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out. And I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer.
That's a depressing song. I never really gave much attention, paid much attention to the lyrics, but yeah, it's a depressing song. R.B. Graves, Take a Letter, Maria, 6:15, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. People online are listing the foods that were the biggest disappointments once they finally tried them. These were the highlights. The McRib. I didn't have high expectations in the first place, they said. Sparkling water. It's not amazing. It's overrated liquid static. Lobster, it's fine, but expensive for a small portion. I don't get the fuss. Twinkies, the most artificial, sugary, plasticish flavor I've ever tasted. I don't know, I kind of like Twinkies. Champagne, as a kid, I expected it to taste more like cherry 7-Up. Pop-Tarts, it's like eating icing-coated cardboard. And finally, coconut water. Tastes like water that's been in someone else's mouth. My son got me some coconut water because it's got electrolytes in it. And I didn't try it yet. But now that I know it tastes like water that's been in someone else's mouth, I'm not sure I want to. At 6:16, partly sunny today, high 69, partly cloudy now, 63 degrees at Radio Park. Here's Billy Joe Royal down in the boondocks here at WRJN.
Down in the boondocks.
News, timeless hits at WRJN 619. Looking for a partly sunny day today, highs 69. Cloudy tonight, lows 59. Sunny, highs 71 tomorrow. Right now, real autumny, partly cloudy, 63 degrees here at Radio Park. I guess if you're going to crash your car, there's a special place to do it, like this guy found. A 64-year-old man in Virginia named Jeff suffered a massive heart attack while driving last month as he was leaving the gym. Luckily, the spot where his car crashed, right next to a cardiologist's office. The doctor ran outside, took swift action, performing CPR, and saved his life. He said Jeff was minutes away from dying. What a place to crash a car, right next to the cardiologist. I guess if it was meant to be, it was meant to be, huh? Hey, the morning show at WRJN, sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. Right now it's time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes it's not as fun to watch big movies at home as it can be in the theater. That's not going to stop people from checking out the latest superhero film to drop on the streamers. Fantastic Four First Steps is now available on various platforms to stream, which gives people like me lots of options of how not to watch. But for those of you who are huge MCU fans, check out this pretty well-reviewed flick now in your living room as of yesterday. Mariska Hargitay has played Olivia Benson for over 25 years on Law & Order SUV, but it was almost a much shorter run. She was nearly let go after season 3 due to an incident involving alcohol. It's not what you think. Hargitay says she had a few glasses of wine with her hairstylist and requested a pixie cut. What she thought was a really cool cop haircut almost got her fired from the show. It's a good thing she didn't go with the custard nut. Google it. It's funny. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course, one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey. Because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one can be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have any questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, HospiceAlliance.org.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to Vessel Services. Today.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big. During the Drive Into Fall event, you will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak.
Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the coroner's wing, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Paul Simon, local news. I'm Liz Hitz here at WRJN. There's a new ranking of the best things about fall. Okay, here are the top ones. Autumn leaves. Of course, raking those autumn leaves didn't make the list. Crisp air, comfy clothing, the weather, cozy fires, hot chocolate, Halloween, cozy sweaters, beautiful nature trails, Thanksgiving. And this is my favorite one. Everything seems more mysterious in the fall. And you know what it does? I don't know what. At night, though, you can hear the leaves blowing around, things move like swing sets moving. It is more mysterious. Hey, don't forget, coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, it's our multi-state text to win contest at WRJN. Do it. Get ready now. If you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app, and it's free. Wherever you get your apps, you can go to WRJN.com to get it, wherever you go. And after you do that, look through the list of call letters of Civic Media stations. You'll find WRJN. Click WRJN. At the bottom, you'll see a space. And I will give you a keyword a little after 7 o'clock this morning and throughout the 7 o'clock hour. Type it in, send it to us, and you're in the contest. You're in the running for gold jewelry. And we're also giving away some cash, too, $200 cash. So that's coming up this morning a little after 7 o'clock at WRJN. Ooh. That sounds bad. Although it's not going to thunderstorm today. Partly sunny, highs near 69. Right now it's cloudy at 63 degrees in Radio Park with the Cascades and Rhythm of the Rain.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. The only
news. Timeless hits at WRJN. It's exactly 6:30. Let's check our local news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We now know who's behind that proposed data center in Caledonia. It's Microsoft. The facility would sit on land near the Oak Creek Power Plant and would assist Microsoft's larger data hub in Mount Pleasant. Village leaders in Caledonia will host another public meeting tonight with Microsoft officials there to take questions. The project depends on the village board approving a zoning change. Last week, Microsoft announced more funding for the Mount Pleasant plan, bringing their total Racine County investment so far to $7 billion. You can go deeper on the financials of the story today at racinecountyeye.com. A Milwaukee man was charged in Racine County for allegedly stalking his ex using a hidden GPS tracker. The woman discovered the device and reported it to the sheriff's office. A criminal complaint says Justin Crowder told police that the woman agreed to the tracker, but police say he was actively following her without her consent. Along with stalking, he faces a charge called GPS misuse. A retail theft ring tied to a Mexican cartel was busted up in Kenosha County with 8 arrests. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says the group is accused of stealing millions and funneling the profits into illegal drug and trafficking activities. Police say they seized more than $120,000 in stolen items during raids in Kenosha and Illinois. Some suspects were deported after posting bond. The Kenosha County Sheriff is crediting multiple agencies for the successful investigation. Educational memories are about to come back for a bunch of people in Kenosha. 4 former Kenosha Unified buildings are set to be demolished soon as part of a redevelopment plan by the city. The former Lincoln Elementary will be replaced with a new school campus. McKinley will be torn down and transformed into housing and parks. Washington Junior / Middle is also seeing a wrecking ball, with development there not yet determined. The city says they've contracted demolition crews and they're working to limit the impact on the neighborhoods. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
We are in the early stages of the Wisconsin cranberry harvest. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. But some unforeseen weather circumstances could be influencing this year's crop. We'll share that story next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
In Eagle River, Dave Zawatowski of Lake Nokomis Cranberries has his harvest underway, but he said he's a little worried about this year's crop and the influence that all the smoke that drifted in from Canada did on early fruit development. He says right now, looking at the yields, he doesn't think it's going to be a record breaker.
I think the smoke from Canada is kind of playing into our crop more than, maybe more than we think, you know, when an important part of getting a good crop is to get it pollinated. And we can bring in all the bees in the world, you know, but if it's smoky, the bees stay in the hives. They don't come out. So if you have a few days of that smoky Canadian weather, that particular variety may not get pollinated the way it should.
Dave Zawatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberries in Eagle River on why the Canadian smoke is robbing him of some potential yield this year. He also said the odd weather that we've picked up so far this fall, with the cooler than expected weather that we experienced in early September. He says that's an influence not on this year's cranberry crop, but next year's, since some of the budding for next year is already happening now. And if you enjoy birds, you're being asked to turn non-essential outdoor lights off from 11 p.m. tonight till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's part of the effort called Lights Out Alerts. 21 million birds will be migrating through Wisconsin overnight tonight, and scientists say keeping lights out makes sure those birds have a safe visit. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today, a slight chance of a shower, and a high in the upper 60s to 70. More clouds around for tonight, again a slight shower chance. Lows in the upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
I like the good humor man. I'd wait for him. It was another huge thing of life as a guy was to hear that little jingle bell and the white truck and the little white suit, and we'd stand in line behind the truck, and all the different ice creams that you could get was on the back of the truck, placed right over the exhaust pipe. You had a Dixie cup. It was the equivalent of smoking a pack of Camels. Nobody cared. These were good times.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I've never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Yeah. Cassidy and the Partridge Family. I don't think the rest of the Partridge Family was on that song. I just have a funny feeling. 641, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, a little after 7 o'clock, you'll have a keyword in our multi-state text-to-win contest. Your chance to win some gold jewelry, $200 cash today, and be in the running for our special Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets. Yeah, club-level seats up in Green Bay. Plus, we're giving you a gas card. What do you think about that? To get you back and forth. So that's all in the running. But first, you got to download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. Get ready, because a little after 7, I'm going to ask you to text that keyword to us. And when you do text the keyword, you're in the running. Okay? So it's a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Look for WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations and click on it, WRJN. And look at the bottom. You'll see a text area there. I'll give you that keyword to text a little after 7 o'clock this morning. All right? Want to exercise more? Go to bed earlier. A study found going to bed early makes us more likely to fit in a workout the next day. You know, when I read this the first time, you know what I thought they were talking about? If you go to bed early, no need to exercise. Boy, was I off with that one.
So close there.
1970, that's Melanie and Lay Down. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 6:45. We're looking for a partly sunny day today. Highs near 69, cloudy, lows 59 tonight, sunny, highs 71 tomorrow. Cloudy right now, 63 degrees at Radio Park. This is odd but true. The United States is one of the few countries that drinks milk cold. Other countries use a different method of pasteurization that keeps the milk good even though it's not refrigerated. They like to drink milk at room temperature. Oof. Oofa. Not me. 6:46. Don't forget, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, Autumn Lattimore from the Friends of the Racine Public Library will be here talking about book sales and everything. Also, at 7:35 this morning, we have our 21st Wisconsin Senate candidate, Trevor Young's going to be here with us in studio. So that's all coming up this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. But first,
today's big deal of the day. Clear vision doesn't have to cost a fortune thanks to Warren Eye Care in Racine. No insurance, no problem. Dr. Warren delivers high-quality eye exams, glasses, and contact lens services in 30 minutes or less with the latest technology. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and grab a $30 gift certificate for just $9. See better, spend less. Today only with WRJN Big Deals.
All hospice providers are not the same. Hospice Alliance is your community-based provider with over four decades of hospice experience. Being a nonprofit, Hospice Alliance provides a broader range of services, financial assistance, and a robust bereavement program. Hospice Alliance will provide an immediate admission meeting with a registered nurse, ensuring all needs are met from the start. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us, with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
A 24-monthly bill credit is on experience beyond for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay, plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be cool?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
The privacy is there.
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bite. They all come out to groove about the mice and her father the same.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
At Small Faces, Ichiku Park. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN 652. Looking for a partly sunny day with a hot air 69 today. Right now, the clouds are out 63 degrees at Radio Park. All right, it's officially fall. You know what that means. Halloween is right around the corner. So, without any further ado, I've got a list of Halloween movies for the whole family. To make sure the spooky movies are just right for anyone, we broke them down to age groups. Like, for example, 2 to 7 years old is The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And also The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, a Disney film. I have that movie on DVD. It's about the Headless Horseman. Yeah, it's a good movie. Big kids, 7 to 11, The Nightmare Before Christmas and E.T. the Extraterrestrial. For the tweens, you got Hocus Pocus and the Addams Family. And for teenagers, we have four good ones. Beetlejuice, Poltergeist, Gremlins, and Ghostbusters. I don't know if they're just for teenagers. I would like to see that. Those movies, those are pretty good. It's 6:53, local news, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN. Right now, I got Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Puff, the Magic Dragon.
Puff, the Magic Dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist. In a land called Honolulu, little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the
lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Pop the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Pop the magic dragon, yeah, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Actually made an animated cartoon out of that thing. Well, 46% of people don't think they should be fired for calling their boss a bad name. When I was manager, I never heard anybody call me a bad name. Of course, they probably did it behind my back, so I didn't hear them. Three Dog Night, here's one.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Night. It's exactly 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on this morning, all right?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A contrite Jimmy Kimmel returned to the airwaves almost a week after ABC suspended his late-night talk show over his comments politicizing Charlie Kirk's assassination.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
He tipped his hat to political opponents.
I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway.
About 20% of local ABC stations operated by Nexstar and Sinclair didn't carry the show last night. President Trump appeared to change his longstanding position Ukraine should give up land in order to win the war with Russia after he met with President Zelensky at the UN yesterday.